China will not accept deportees from U.S. over Nancy Pelosi's Taiwan trip. By Hannah Blow on August 8, 2022. China will reportedly no longer accept deportees from the United States as a means of vengeance for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's, DCA, recent trip to Taiwan. China made the announcement on Friday as part of its series of retaliations against the U.S. over the 82-year-old lawmaker's trip, which saw Pelosi defying both the Biden administration and China. At the time of the trip, Pelosi said it was to be viewed as an unequivocal statement that America stands with the island of resilience. As Breitbart News reported, Pelosi, in the op-ed, pointed to the Taiwan Relations Act, identifying it as one of the most important pillars of U.S. foreign policy in the Asia-Pacific. The act, she wrote, provided the framework for a relationship rooted in shared interests and values, self-determination and self-government, democracy and freedom, human dignity and human rights. It also made a vow, she wrote, that the U.S. would consider any effort to determine the future of Taiwan by other than peaceful means. A threat to the peace and security of the Western Pacific area and of grave concern to the United States. Today, America must remember that vow. We must stand by Taiwan, she wrote, deeming it an island of resilience and pointing to the threats issued by Beijing, which has heightened tensions in a variety of ways, from cyber attacks to economic pressure. Despite the Democrat making it clear that the trip stood as a clear show of support of Taiwan in the face of China's accelerating aggression, China is doubling down, now refusing to accept U.S. deportees as just one part of its response. The move was among 9 steps announced by China's Foreign Affairs Ministry, along with ending cooperation on transnational crime and drugs, and halting talks on climate change, The Washington Times reported. China's moves coincide with Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying comparing Pelosi's visit to Taiwan to the death of George Floyd. We are living in the 21st century. The world must never allow the U.S. to see itself as a world policeman or an international judge and continue to treat other sovereign nations like George Floyd as if the U.S. can just bully and strangle them at will, Hua said last week. If China does nothing about the U.S.'s relentless interference in our internal affairs and violation of our sovereignty or does not firmly resist the U.S.'s reckless and irresponsible behavior, respect for sovereign and territorial integrity and other purposes of the UN Charter and basic norms in international relations will become nothing but words on paper, Hua added.